Serious message today. What are we talking about traveling light? Being able to let go of some things. Being able to mount up with wings as eagles. Being able to run and not be weary. Being able to walk and not faint, even though there's problems around you and struggles. How can I do this? Amen? We talked about it last week. Going to pick it up again. We're going to put some shoe leather on it this week. We're going to meet a fellow, one of my favorite guys in the Bible. All man, all problems. He had problems all the time. I like that. He reminds me of me. Amen. And so we're going to look at him today. And we're going to learn today. Let's go with the word. Here we go. Title of my message today. Can you say it with me? Walking on water. Now, come on. Help me, church. Come on. Don't go to sleep because we had music. Here we go. Come on. Walking on water. That's what we're talking about today. So come on. You want this. It's good for you. You'll see. Let's go with the message. Rod, here we go, buddy. God knows your potential. God knows your potential. I wrote this when I was in Colorado this week, sitting just by myself. God knows your potential. Here's the question. Do you? And here's most of our answers right here in this room. No. No, no, sir. I don't know that God knows I have any potential. God knows your power. Do you? Here's most of our answers in this room. I don't have much, if I've got any. So no, I don't know that God knows my power. I don't know that either. God knows your position in Christ. He sees you. Do you know that? Most of us would go, not really. No. No. I just, you know, I can't see what God sees. How about this one? God knows your problems. God knows your problems. Do you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Potential, no. Power, no. Position, nah. Nah. Yeah. And then we go this. And then we think, but, you know, I don't think he knows my problems because, I mean, it's like, you know, he doesn't seem to help me or anything. And this is what I wrote down on my little notepad. What we don't know is keeping us down. Say that with me. What we don't know is keeping us down. Say it again with me and tell yourself this. What we don't know is keeping us down. And what we can't see is sinking us. When you think you have no potential, or you don't see it as God sees it, when you think you don't have the power, when you don't think you have that position in Christ, that regardless of your ups or downs, He remains faithful, when you can't see that, you sink. You understand? Because all you're left is to see my problems. Ha! I can see those. We're going to sink like a rock, baby. Amen? So this is my thought today. This is where we're headed. So y'all with me so far? Have I lost you any? Now, if you're here today for the first time, I probably lost you. It'll take you a while to get it. All right? But once you hang in here a while, you start to understand the lingo. Let's keep going. Here we go. Here's the man we're going to look at today. His name is Peter. Say that with me. Peter. How many knew we were doing Peter before I even said, yeah, you know I sort of like that guy a little bit. Yeah, here we go. Peter. Let's put some shoe leather on it. We're going to look at potential, power, problems, position. And we're going to look at the man who? Peter. Okay? Let's look at it. Just going to go back. Not going to dig real deep because we don't have to. Peter's potential. Say water walking with me. Water walking. Let's look at it. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, the disciples. They were in a boat. Jesus came to them walking on the Sea of Galilee, or the Lake of the Lord, or Lake Gennesaret. It's a lake that's about 7 miles wide and 13 miles long. I've been there many, many times. When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea or the lake, they were troubled, saying, it's a ghost. Who wouldn't? They're in a boat. Somebody's walking at it. What is that? And they cried out for what? Fear, just normal. And these were fishermen. They ain't scared of nothing. But straightway, Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Don't be afraid. And here's Peter. Here he is. Love this guy. And Peter answered him and said, Lord. Here he's talking to a ghost or something. They don't know. Peter says, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he got out of the ship. And he walked on the what? Y'all alive or not? He walked on the what? The water. To go to Jesus. So did Peter walk on the water? You think he knew he could walk on the water? You think he could see himself walking on the water? But did he walk on the water? Yes. And when Peter saw the wind boisterous, crazy out there, he was what? Afraid. And beginning to what? Sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, say it with me, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Why did you doubt me? You were up, man. You were up. You were up. You were doing it. You were up. Didn't you see yourself up? You were up. Why'd you doubt? Did Peter have the potential to walk on the water? Did he do it?
He did it.
Let's keep looking. Peter's power. Peter's power. Peter had a power he didn't even know he had. Now, it comes later as I'm reading, and I did a lot of reading this week. It came later. Say the word confession with me. Confession. Matthew 16. Jesus said unto them, who do you say I am? He asked the disciples that question. They gave a lot of answers. Then he looks at Peter and he says, who do you say I am? Who do you think I am? And Peter confessed this. Simon Peter answered and said, say it with me, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Whoa! And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. That was his name before Jesus had called him Simon Peter. He says, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. What just came out of your mouth, buddy, that came from my Father which is in heaven. What just rolled off your lips came from my God up in heaven. And I say unto you, Peter, that thou art Peter. That word Peter means rock. Actually, it means little stone. Your name is Rock. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. A lot of people, stop right there. A lot of people think Peter was the first pope. Newsflash, he won't. Okay? Doesn't matter what you were taught. He wasn't. Didn't happen. Y'all understand, yes or no? Didn't care what you've been taught. It's not in the Bible. It's not true. Sorry to bust your bubble. Didn't happen. He's not the first pope. Say that with me. He's not the first pope. Okay? And to be honest with you, I care less who the first pope was. I care who Jesus is. Y'all listening or not? Say. You can forget me that I ever pastored here one day. I could care less. I'll be with Jesus. I'll be fine. Amen. It's about him. Got it? So this was not saying, Peter, you're going to be the first pope. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. I'll build it upon you. You think Jesus came all the way from heaven down here to die on the cross to build something on stupid Peter? Yes or no? That's stupid. Of course he didn't. Well, what does he mean? He means what you said. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. That's the rock. Did y'all hear me or not today? The rock of Fellowship Church, the rock of any church that preaches Jesus Christ, is that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. That's the rock. You got it? Yes or no? Well, do you have this program or that program? Or do y'all do this? Do y'all? Who gives a rip? It's the rock, baby! Y'all hear me? Come on, praise God, do something! That's what it's about. Okay? There's power there. Satan wants to get us off the rock because when we get off the rock, we don't have power. Okay? Peter didn't even know it. He didn't even know it. What came out of his mouth. But Jesus said, I tell you what, boy, I've walked with you a while, and you're an idiot. But something you just said, I know it didn't come out of your mouth. It came from my Father, which is in heaven. And let me tell you something, buddy. You're growing up and becoming a man of God. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell won't prevail against it. You think that through. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. That's incredible. What power. And I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so people think that Peter's up there with, you know, he's the guy that's going to let you in or out. I'm going to tell you something. If you're relying on Peter to get you into heaven, you're in trouble already. Amen? Who do you rely on to get you to heaven? Jesus Christ. Amen? Boy, good answer, church. Thank you very much. Amen. So, Peter had potential. Peter had power. Peter had problems. He had problems. Say that word with me. Denials. Oh, and by the way, this happened after he's supposed to be the Pope. Is that true? Yes or no? Sure it did. Now, Peter, after Jesus, here's Jesus being taken in the garden. Peter got, you know, upset. Remember him taking that sword and cutting off the guy Malchus' ear in the garden? Jesus had to go, look at you, and put the ear back on. Remember? It's exactly what happened. Read your Bible. It's an awesome book, man. And so here now, Jesus is taken away. Everybody flees. And Peter sits without in the palace. They're fixing to crucify Christ. And a damsel came unto Peter saying, you also was with Jesus of Galilee. You're one of his disciples. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what you're saying. So he denied Christ. But wait a minute. And when he was going out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again, he what? He denied with an oath. He got real spiritual. I swear. I don't know the man. He's not done. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely you're also one of them, for your speech gives you away. Then he began to change his speech and began to do what? Cuss. And to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately, the rooster crowed. Amen? Did Peter have problems? Sure he did. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cocks will crow, you'll deny me how many times? And then he went out and he wept what? Bitterly. So did Peter have problems? Do you think you're going to walk on water by not having problems? That's crazy. You're going to have problems. Sometimes people are going to cause you the problem. Sometimes you're going to be the problem. But that's beside the point. That's life. You can still walk on water. Now hang in here with me. I know you're wondering, how can I do this? Keep looking. Keep on. Come on, mama. Here we go. We're going somewhere. Peter's position. Say that word with me. Restoration. 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 As you read through your Bible, as I did this week, we're just picking up Peter at different places. We pick him up in John 21. This is after he's denied Jesus. Jesus has been crucified. He's been buried. He is now risen from the dead. Jesus is risen. Peter doesn't know everything that's going on, what's all happening. He knows some of it, but he's in a funk. And here's what he does. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, the Sea of Galilee, same place he walked on the water. Same place he walked on the water. Same place he walked on the water. And on this wise showed he himself to them. There were together who? Say it with me. Simon who? Peter and Thomas and Nathanael and the sons of Zebedee and two other disciples. They were all ready to go back fishing. Maybe take up their old way of life. Who knows? You understand? They were fishermen. Jesus, you know, this Jesus thing, I don't know. And Simon Peter says unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with you. There he is, a leader. People follow leaders. They went forth and they entered into a ship, and immediately that night they caught what? Jesus said, Jesus told them, follow me and I'll make you fishers of what? Men. But they're going back fishing for fish and they ain't catching nothing. I've been fishing. I love fishing. But I tell you what, I'll take catching a Frank Schreiber any day or a Mary Schreiber any day over any fish I can catch out here in Lemon Bay or the Gulf of Mexico. It's about changing lives. It's about seeing Jesus Christ change people's lives. So they're back on the boat. They're not doing too good at it. And when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. They didn't see who was up there standing on the shore. Somebody's out there on that shore. And Jesus said unto them, children, caught anything? Worst question to ask a fisherman. Have you caught anything? If he's caught nothing, that is not a good question. And they answered him, what? No! And they might have even cussed there. I have no idea. He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. Second worst thing you can tell a fisherman is how to fish. Amen. You listening? But they went ahead and did it anyway, and they were not able to draw the net for the multitude of the fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, I believe that's John, said unto Peter, that must be the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was who? The Lord. He girded his fisher's coat. This part of the Bible bothers me every time. He girded his fisher's coat, for he was what? Oh, you're kidding me. That's one thing I will never do. Go fish with a fellow naked. I'll tell you that right now. Ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? We will go to Long John Silver's or something, maybe. Tell you that right now. Never understood this part of the Bible, but anyway. And so he cast himself into the sea. Keep looking. Simon Peter went up. He drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153 fish. For all that were so many, yet the net wasn't broken. Jesus said unto them, come and dine, boys. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was who? They knew it was the Lord. Now don't lose what we're going to say here. Jesus then comes and takes bread. He gives it to them and fish. This is now the third time that Jesus had showed himself to the disciples after that he was risen from the dead. And they're still struggling. So when they had dined, this is the important part, listen. So when they had dined, Jesus got Peter off to himself. Peter had potential. Peter had power. But Peter had major problems. And Peter needed something. Peter needed to know his position. You listening? Look what Jesus says to him. Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these fish? He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, well, then go feed my lambs. But it didn't sink in yet. So often we remain sunk because truth doesn't sink in. Okay? So look what Jesus does. He says unto him the what? Second time. How many times did Peter deny Jesus? I think it's interesting. You'll see what I mean here. He said to him the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? How many, when you've answered somebody a question, then they ask it again, it sort of gets on your nerves? Or especially if you've done wrong and they ask you again, it hurts, doesn't it? So he asked him again, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. He said, well then, feed my sheep. But he wasn't done yet. Peter wasn't home yet. He hadn't come back yet. He hadn't come full circle yet. Now, Jesus never left him. He had left himself. He said unto him, say it with me, what time? How many times did he deny Jesus? How many times did Jesus ask him this question? Interesting, I think. Jesus knows just what you need, buddy. He can handle you. It's all right. He can handle your mess, whatever you're going through. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was what? Grieved. Why? Because he said unto him, how many times? Three times. Maybe he heard the cock crow again in his head. I don't know. But don't you see what happened? And he said unto him, Lord, this is huge. Say this with me. Lord, say it with me now. Thou knowest all things. Keep going. Thou knowest that I love you. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep, baby. Here's what happened to Peter right there. Restoration. Okay? What do I mean by that? It's a beautiful verse. I saw this years ago. I never read it in a commentary. Nobody, I never saw this ever. Lord showed me this. He showed it to me. I don't know if I'm right or not, but boy, I like it. I'll tell you that right now. And that is this. I believe the light went on in Peter's head, in his heart. First two times it hadn't come on. The last time the light went on and it went, you know everything. And you know that I love you. And that's just something that you need to get down in your heart, guys. Who gives a rip what somebody else says about you or what you might do or what you might think? Who can get inside of your heart and head anyway? Amen? Restored. That's what Peter was. Now, I'm moving. I hope I didn't lose you right there. You seem like you're going to sleep on me. So Peter now is restored. So did Peter have potential? Did he walk on the water? Yeah. Did he have power? Yeah. Did he have problems? For sure. But did he have position? Yes. Did Jesus Christ leave him? Yes or no? Did Jesus Christ come to him right where he was? Is that what happened? Did Jesus come to him and to meet his need? How many times? One time, two times, or did he ask him three times? Three times. Right there. Did Jesus ever leave him? Never. He'll never leave you. Ever. Let's talk about it. Let's say it with me. Say that with me. Would you say this? I have incredible. Come on, church. Say this with me. I have unbelievable power. I have inescapable what? Sure I do. I'm on planet Earth. I'm going to keep having problems. But I have what? Immovable what? Position. And don't you look at this word restoration. I popped it up here on the screen after this verse. For I'm persuaded. Do I have position in Christ when I do wrong? When I have struggles? When I hurt? When I'm down? Do I still find myself positioned in Christ? Does God still love me? Do I always have to measure up? Is it about me measuring it up for God to love me? No. That's crazy. It's nowhere in the Bible taught that. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ my Lord. That's the truth. So no matter what hell you're going through, you got to remember that. You listening? Boy, I feel like I lost you. Don't get lost here. You're going to miss it. Restoration is for who? Not God. God never moves. Restoration is for me. His position on me never changes. Isn't that incredible say? Well, Pastor, I don't think I can walk on the water of the troubles of my life. Listen, why not? God's not changed. Well, so-and-so did this, or I struggle here. Well, he hasn't changed a bit. He still sees you with potential. He still knows you have the power. He's still right by you the whole way. Yeah, you got problems, and he's there to help you through it. See the difference? Restoration isn't for God. It's for me. His position on me hasn't changed. You know what happens? My position on myself has changed. That's what happens. I think I've moved when I fail or when I struggle or when hurt comes into my life. Maybe I moved. Maybe I'm the problem. You understand? And so then I do what? Somebody guess. Sink. I don't want to sink. Amen? I want to travel light. I want to walk on some water. Now, we're going to finish the message, but don't go to sleep on me. Here we go. Going to finish the message. Here we go. How can I walk on water, preacher? Well, you have the potential to do it. You have the power to do it. Problems aren't going to prevent you from doing it because you're positioned in Christ. You can do it. Say, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Is that in the Bible? Yes or no? Sure it is. Sure it is. All right? Here's the first thing. I got five things, and Peter did every one of them. When you take your Bible and you flip John 21, you flip the page, it goes to Acts, the book of Acts. Okay? Action! Action! I'm out of the Gospels, and I'm into what? Action! How am I going to walk on the water? Here's the first point. This is just Peter. I just saw this, and I'm going to give it to you what I saw. Number one, say that with me. Show up! One more time. Show up! It's amazing how you might make it if you would just show up. Say, yeah, show up. So often problems come. We hibernate. Oh, I just got my season for being down and discouraged. Stop that thinking. Show up. Y'all hear me or not? That's what Peter did. Look at it. And when they were coming, they went up into an upper room where abode, say his name, both who? Peter! And a bunch of other folk. When he denied Jesus, he was all alone. And he was done with that. He decided to go to the upper room and he did what? He what? He showed up. Come on, he decided to go to the upper room and do what? Show up. If you want to walk on water, show up to the show. Amen. Show up. Okay? Hibernating, deep depression, selfishness, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what it's called. It's called defeat, is what it's called. Why not just show up? Here's the thing. You just never know in a ball game, if you show up, you might just win. If you don't show up, you ain't got a dog chance, do you say? Y'all listening? Show up. How many of you went to work one day, you didn't want to go to work? You went to work one day, and something good happened at work. You weren't expecting good to happen at work, but it happened at work. Because you what? Showed up. Show up. Amen. That's what Peter did. Second thing, how do I walk on water, Pastor? This is just according to Peter. Say that with me. Stand up. It's not good enough just to go, okay, I showed up. Now I'm going to walk on water. No, you're not going to walk on water yet. But at least I got you in the house. Amen. Stand up. What did Peter do? Peter before did what to Jesus three times? Denied him. Now we flip the page and we see him doing what? But Peter doing what? Standing what? Now you got to go back and read. The enemies of Jesus who had crucified him were there. And they were trying to turn the crowd against now Peter and the disciples. And a ruckus was being made. And they said, all these men are drunk. They're fools. They're followers of that Jesus. It would have been so easy for Peter to cower. But Peter didn't. He showed up and then he did what? He stood up. You'll never walk on water, baby, unless you stand up. He stood up. You got that? I mean, that's not too deep, is it? The third thing he did. Say it with me. Speak up! If you're going to walk on water, open your mouth. Amen. Claim the promises of God. Say, I can do this. Me and Jesus, we're a majority, baby. We can whoop this sucker. Why don't you talk like that? Are y'all listening? Amen. Speak up. And so Peter spoke up. He lifted up his what? Was he talking to a lot of enemies there? Oh, absolutely. This is hard stuff. He lifted up his voice and he said unto them, you men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. But these are not drunken men. We ain't drunk, as you suppose. It's only the third hour today. On Jewish time, it's 9 a.m. Boys, we don't get drunk that early. Amen. He's talking, baby. He's tough. He's speaking up. He says, let therefore all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made this same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Were those words that would have him be put to death? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when they heard this, they were what? Pricked to their heart. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? The words that he spoke could have got him killed. But the words that he spoke had incredible power. And his enemies, and the enemies of the cross, all of a sudden became convicted. And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Wow. I'm seeing some walking on some water. Are you or not? Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, say it with me, and the same day there were added unto them, say it with me, about how many? 3,000. What if he hadn't showed up? Would it have happened? What if he hadn't stood up? What if he'd have just been a coward? Would it have happened? What if he hadn't spoke up? Would it have happened? Wouldn't have happened. So if I'm going to walk on water, you know what I've just decided? I'm just going to keep showing up. And you know what I've decided? I'm just going to keep standing up. And you know what I've decided? I'm just going to keep opening this big old mouth of mine and telling people about Jesus Christ. That's what I'm doing. I don't know what your plan is. That's my plan. Got it? Amen? That's a good plan. All right? I'm sharing with you my plan. All right? But I'm not done. Two other things I saw real quick. Go up. Say that with me. Go up. He wasn't done. You flip on to chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man was lame from his mother's womb. He was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask of alms, can you give some money for me? And Peter, fasting his eyes on him, said, with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive some money from them. And here's what Peter said. He got him some power going on. He said, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, say it with me, rise up and what? And walk. Is this the same guy? It is the same guy that walked on the water way back when, but forgot that he could. And now he's remembering he can. And he took him by the right hand, and he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and what? Praising God. So go up. Amen? Go up. Show up. Stand up. Speak up. Don't stop right there. You keep going on up higher. Amen? My life ain't over. I ain't going as high as I'm going. I don't know where you're going, but I'm going higher. Y'all hear me today? You can't go higher. Your life's screwed up. Watch me. Y'all hear me? I'm just telling you. Watch me. Why not? Why can't I go up? Last time I checked, when you're down, that's the best place to be if you want to go up. Right? Last one. So what did I do while I was on vacation out there for a week? 5 days. Here's what I did. I tried to read everything Peter wrote. So I go to 1 and 2 Peter, and I finish. 1 Peter 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. Say it with me, that you may what? Grow thereby. If so be you've tasted that the Lord is gracious. Last thing, if you want to walk on water, grow up. Say that with me. Grow up. Let's review. How do I walk on water? I got to show up. I got to stand up. I got to then. And then I got to keep growing, baby. I've grown a lot through problems. I've tasted and I've seen that the Lord is gracious. And I've made a decision, never sink. No, I've been in the water. I don't like it down there.
if I got a choice, and I do, I believe I'll stay up on top of the water. Amen? That's the plan. Why not? Why wouldn't I? It's my new T-shirt. Fellowship Church, why wouldn't I? Amen? Come on. When I realize, listen to me, my incredible potential, when I realize my unbelievable power, when I realize my immovable position that I have, listen, then even though my problems are inescapable, I can walk above them. That's my message to you today, church. I can walk above them. I can travel what? Lighter. I can stay what? Up and not what? Down. That's the plan. God knows my potential. I started out with this on the screen. God knows my potential. Do I? And the answer was no. I'll tell you something right now, and every one of you should know this. God knows my potential. Do I? Say it with me. Yes! I have potential. Listen, God knows my power. Do I? Help me. Yes! God knows my position in Him. He loves me. He's never moved. Do I? Yes! God knows my problems. Do I? Sure. I never had a problem with that one. But am I going to sink? I almost put a cuss word right there on the screen. Blank no. I almost put it right there. But I was good. No way. It just doesn't have the same oomph. Amen? Anyway, that's my message for you today, church, on how to travel lighter. Amen? Come on, you can walk on water! Amen! Good stuff! I love that. That's for me today. That's for me. So if you see me just hanging out.